Every year, more than 800 seasonal workers arrive in the Roaring Fork Valley as part of the J-1 visa program. Local businesses employ these young foreigners for a few months during peak seasons. But the Trump administration put a freeze on the cultural exchange program until at least the end of December. And as Alex Hager reports, that's left businesses scrambling.
Roger Campos loves snowboarding. It's a relatable hobby for most folks around here, but perhaps a bit unorthodox for someone in the tropical climate of Costa Rica. So to get some more days on the mountain, Campos found his way to snowier pastures.
One of my dreams was go to the X Games Winter Edition, and it came true.
Campos has spent the past two winters in Aspen thanks to a J-1 visa. If you've ever met a college-aged Argentinian or Brazilian working here at a restaurant or teaching ski school, they were more than likely using that program. Campos worked for the Aspen T-shirt Company, which operates souvenir shops near the ski mountains. But he was not the only one.
Almost the whole team was J-1s from Brazil, from Peru, from Costa Rica, a lot of countries, but most of the people were J-1.
Campos was on track to come back for a third year in Aspen, but with the program on hold, he's staying put in Costa Rica. For Lisa LeMay, who manages the t-shirt shop, it's going to leave a big gap in the winter workforce. Instead, she'll have to hire local high schoolers and college kids home on break. The thing is, a lot of businesses are going to be doing that.
It's going to be difficult, and it's going to be a battle because the competition is going to be really stiff.
She says there just aren't that many young locals looking for work. And with about half of her seasonal staff coming on J-1 visas, it's a lot of spots to fill. LeMay is hopeful that she can get some of those workers back if the visa ban expires at the end of the year. But even in that case, it's not a rock-solid plan.
We've talked to a few who were thinking about coming back, but being that even with the January potential date, that doesn't work as well for them financially to come back and only be here for that shorter time.
The absence of J-1s deals a blow to small employers, but it also affects the town's largest. Aspen Skiing Company hires about 350 J-1 visa workers every year, about 10% of its winter staff. Caleb Sample is in charge of hiring for SkiCo. He says J-1 workers are an important part of making international visitors feel welcome in ski school, for example.
We have a lot of guests whose kids aren't bilingual and speak Spanish or Portuguese or whatever language it may be, and that we need more J-1s who speak that language natively to look after those kids to make them comfortable.
Another bonus, SkiCo can rely on them to show up. Though this year, with that pipeline shut off, SkiCo is seeing more applications from American college kids.
A lot of folks that are looking to defer a year, potentially they've just graduated, maybe they're actually taking online classes and they can do both. They can work in Aspen and go to college.
When the Trump administration put the visas on hold, they said it was a move to free up jobs for young Americans during times of record unemployment. But it may not work out that way.
There's plenty of public polling out there that say, you know, an overwhelming majority of Americans don't want to be a chairlift operator for a five-month job.
That's Dave Bird, the head of regulatory affairs for the National Ski Areas Association. He says unemployed Americans won't uproot themselves from all over the country to find half a year's work in a place where it can take that long just to find stable housing. But you know who will do that? A young guy from Costa Rica who wants to work on his English, make a little money, and hit the slopes in his free time, just like Roger Campos. And when it comes to attracting workers in years to come, Campos is living proof that word of mouth is a great way to get folks abroad excited about Aspen.
Most of the people says, "And how is it? How was Colorado?" And I say, "It's amazing. You must have to go."
Campos says all those friends hear his stories, see his pictures, and want to join the exchange themselves. But in all likelihood, they will not get a chance to do so this year. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.